Hello and welcome to this special episode of We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. We come to you from Mumbai. Now, last year, when the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke in the United States, a powerful Hollywood producer accused of molestation, sexual harassment, even rape. And then we saw a barrage of Me Too where women were calling out men who had sexually harassed them. At that time, the question was asked, will we ever see a Me Too movement in Bollywood? And many said, well, no, it's unlikely that people in Bollywood are going to speak up. And it has been the way it's been for so long. But now it's been 3 weeks since Me Too has hit Bollywood. We've had Tanushree Dutta first come out and speak. In fact, reiterate allegations that she had made in 2008 against Nana Patekar. We had a film production company, Phantom Films, actually being dissolved over Me Too allegations against one of the directors there. We've had several top actors, Aamir Khan, Akshay Kumar, and Hrithik Roshan speaking out, refusing to work with directors who have sexual harassment allegations against them. So are we finally seeing Bollywood's Me Too moment, and is it here to stay? Is the script going to now change in Bollywood? That's the question we're asking. The Me Too movement has hit the media industry as well. And you even have a minister in the Modi government accused of sexual harassment by several reporters. So Me Too movement, it seems, is here to stay. But will it change the Bollywood script? I'd like to first go across to Ravina Tandon to ask about that. Ravina, did you ever imagine the kind of thing, the kind of allegations we're seeing now and the kind of reactions it's producing, with directors stepping down, actors refusing to work with directors? Did you ever expect something like that would happen?
India and the Hindi film industry had their Me Too movement right in the 90s, but it was not recognized. There were many women who spoke out, whether it was the 90s or it was 2008 when the Tanushree Dutta case happened, or Vinta's case when it happened in the 90s, or a lot of women who did speak out at that time,
right,
were either called liars, or were framed being delusional, or were called psychopath,
or troublemakers.
Pathological,
that's the favorite, it seems.
Yes, or were called pathological liars, or they were called troublemakers, and then they were completely kind of ostracized, and there was a whole camp that would work against them. And yes, your media also did not help.
I think the media also waits for some sort of due process, some reaction, and you know, we feel we have to hear both sides.
There was legal sides.
Sure.
There were,
I think a lot of things have come together now. Social media, what's happened in the US,
exactly.
And now,
and today what is happening, where it has reached everywhere, is why were we waiting for Hollywood to start it, for us to start taking it seriously? I really don't know. Whereas a lot of women from our industry have been speaking about this for a very, very long time. But the kind of support that is happening now, and whether this is happening in the media industry, or it is happening in the Modi government with Mr. Akbar being named, or whatever that has been going around, I think it's a great time that, okay, they rai, durust rai. At least, I believe if this has, and the kind of support
and
that
you think the Bollywood script
is,
has changed
excellent.
Now. You think, what do you think will happen now going forward?
Well, it's not only the Hindi film industry. We are seeing this you know, a wake-up call happening with all over, even including our regional cinema.
Yes, the Malayali actors, the Kerala actresses,
yes,
have been amazing.
Yes.
They've stood up and
so
formed their own organization.
So this kind of sexual harassment in the workplace is not only, I think, let's not only relegate it only to my film industry. This is now happening, which has been prevalent. There have been predators all over, and women have been taken advantage of, which I think now is a time where women now are saying enough is enough. I think the kind of support that women are giving women, or the media is giving, or people, as I mean, people like Amit and people like Nitin who are there, they're not only women, but the kind of support that right-thinking people are putting into this, I think is just fantastic.
All right, and yes, it is there in other sectors as well, media as well. But I think we all look at Bollywood for that change. Vinta, now your story really shook up people. And, you know, you've spoken about how it's only after Tanushree spoke that you once again wanted to talk about what happened with you. 19 years ago, you spoke about it then. I think a lot of people don't realize that you gave interviews at that time also about what happened with you, with Alok Nath, the accusations that you made, the alleged rape. You've spoken about, and your production company going down, your serial being cancelled. I think that was also a big shocker of how this male-dominated industry could just punish women.
That's true, and I'd like to, before I start saying anything, say that I'm a psychopath turned over to a normal human being again. And I think Ravina put it very correctly, that we were treated like psychopaths, even if we opened our mouths, and that's exactly what happened. But what really triggered me to make this move that day, of course, Tanushree's case, because Tanushree, her courage was something so motivating, and it just gave me the impetus to come out. But when Amit Behel wrote his post on Facebook that Cinta will support, And then I saw Sushant on TV saying the same thing. That was the first time. I've been around since 1985 in this industry, and it's 2018 now. It's the first time an industry body and an association that governs the industry got up and said something in favor of a woman. Otherwise, I've been in the EC of the Producers Guild of India. I've been in the EC of the Indian Film Directors Association of India. I've given research papers. I've written long, long notes and given them, like, these are the things that we need to do for women in the industry. And they've just been shown the dustbin. So when he got up and when Cinta got up is when I got triggered, and it was totally impulsive that I just came out. You know, and I haven't been able to read that piece ever again after that. And I'm telling you honestly, because every time I went back to read it halfway, I was like just breaking down.
And in an interview to NDTV, you said that that night was the first time you slept properly for the after years, or for the best sleep of your life.
Yeah, actually, in fact, one of my friends called and said, you know, the next day that I had a really sleepless night. I couldn't sleep last night. I said, I don't know, whatever it is, I've slept for the first time in 20 years like a baby.
And I really getting it was catharsis, it off your chest. And
I just went into my mother's bedroom and hugged her and went to sleep. I mean, it was just that. I only woke up to the revolution that it had created in the morning, the next morning, in fact.
And there are reports that a notice has been sent to you?
Yes, I believe so. And again, thanks to the media, because I haven't received any notice as yet. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's such a serious issue, but I've got into this mode now. I mean, I've just freed myself from everything. And yes, the notice should come to me today or tomorrow, and my lawyers are waiting to read what it is and then react accordingly.
And it's after you've spoken against, you know, Alok Nath had that Sanskari tag for the longest time, and we used to, that's how he was treated. I think this generation probably knows him as a Sanskari uncle. But it's after you spoke that others, Sandhya Mridul also spoke out about the harassment that she had also faced at his hands and how it tormented her.
That was so shocking, you know. In fact, I've known Sandhya ever since. She's known me ever since. She's worked with me. I've directed her. I've written for her. And this conspiracy of silence was so grave that none of us ever opened our mouths to each other. We were hugging, we were hanging out, we were drinking out together, we were going to cafes and bars and spending time together, but we just didn't have the courage to tell each other that something like this had happened. So when I read that, I was in state of shock for almost a couple of hours. Because she's such a vulnerable, beautiful, wonderful person. Then Deepika Amin, and then Himani. I mean, like, you know, I was just telling Himani 2 minutes before the program started. I said, you were in college, you were in NSD when this happened to you. You know how it changes you fundamentally? The way I'm talking to you today, Gargi, for the last 20 years, I've not been able to open my mouth or face a camera.
And Himani, you coming out and supporting her, and Alok Nath is your friend. How difficult was it for you to, you know, I think all of us have been guilty at some level of not saying anything at some point.
Yeah,
or
that is the whole point, as Vinita was saying.
And now finally we're all speaking up.
We were meeting each other socially, and we meet not only Vinita but other actors, and we know all this is happening. And we women are just repressing ourselves. But it was actually the post, what Vinita had posted on Facebook, when I read it, I was shocked. I said, what this woman must have gone through. So then then the reaction of the person against who she said, it was so casual, because he's saying it's hua tha ki nahi hua tha, and he's going
kisi
to...
Aur ke saath hua,
so,
ho sakta,
kisi aur ke saath bhi ho sakta hai. And it was a known fact in the industry that this person had a split personality. It's like Jekyll and Hyde. He used to be a normal Sanskari person, as she called when she said Sanskari. I said, oh yeah, it's... And he's been my friend. I've worked with him for so many years and so many films and so many TV serials. And it was with a very heavy heart. But I said, no, I must come in support of this lady and all the ladies, because it was Sandhya Mridul, it was Deepika Amin. And then 2 days back, I had this flash that the same thing had happened to me when he had barged drunk into my room in the NSD hostel, and I'd just come fresh from Dehradun, a very naive, collie. And I didn't know, and he was my senior. I didn't know how to sort of rebuff him, and I still get...
So you had actually repressed this memory.
Yes, means how I must have... I had repressed it deep in my psyche. 2 days back, I suddenly realized that, shit, the same thing had happened to me. I'm still getting goose pimples. And it was very traumatic. That's why...
And so many of you women have gone through the same thing with the same man.
The same thing, because it's not only Alok, as everybody, all these... girls are here and so many women who have not spoken, and the women who have spoken, that when we speak about it every time we come, and it's not only in our industry, whenever a woman sets out from a house, she is open to this, because a man says that she is easy game. And you know, they have this mentality I come from North India, where it is very tough to travel. A woman alone in the night, she can't walk on the roads. 6 baje hum log NSC mein jab nikalte the, there were people coming from right, left. They were passing lewd comments and touching you. And
these are the everyday challenges.
Everyday challenges
so
which every woman faces.
Go through it, coming
not
to college
only in
every
Bollywood,
day.
What I want to yes, say that this is happening
day.
In corporate world. This happens in your network.
Yes,
also,
I'm sorry to say that
it's
been. It's come out a lot in the media
politics,
industry as well,
yeah,
in news channels.
Women are now gathering courage.
And we've seen reactions as well. In Times of India, an editor has stepped
yes.
down. In Hindustan Times, an editor.
So what
down.
I really believe that we have to make our country, and I'm very proud that. Cinta is doing something, but I feel that we have to make our country a safe place for women to work in,
absolutely.
Whatever workplace they are.
Yes, and women shouldn't have to compromise on their profession. But Amit, yes, I think the reaction from Cinta has been fairly amazing. For you know, you've come out. I think that really also gave heft to Tanushree Dutta with her allegations. 2008, also she went to Cinta, and there wasn't much of a reaction, which is why she kind of left the industry, she left the country. But this time it's been amazing. So tell us about what is going on at Cinta. What are you all talking about? How do you are you going to bring about change?
When this entire Harvey Weinstein thing happened, I was in Sao Paulo because we are Cinta is now affiliated to FIA, which is the Federation of International Actors, which has got a representation in 83 countries, and our brothers and sisters in America, that SAG-AFTRA, they started the entire campaign, and I was appalled because I was in 2017 that this is what is happening. We knew about this thing called the word compromise and casting couch. This existed. Unsaid rules in the southern industry, which we all know about. I don't need to talk much because I've got Zaveena and Himania's two senior, really respected members of the community. So we and everybody internally knows what they've gone through. There was somewhere, there was this conscious pricking that, look, I've got a wife who's an actor. I've got a daughter or a son who wants to become an actor. We're representing 8,000 plus people. 2008, what Tanushree went through, we did not even know what had happened because we were in Tokyo talking about sexual harassment on the 24th or the 25th of September when this entire thing blew in our faces and our counterparts asked us, what are you folks doing? You were just now on a panel of sexual harassment. What are you folks doing?
Right.
I said, we have no idea what is happening. I called up Sushant and Sushant said, this is what has happened, and she's mentioned Cinta. When we saw the case, it was so unfortunate that it was only a monetary dispute that was addressed to, and the poor girl, what she had gone through, a five-pager, a handwritten note from her heart, was not even addressed to. We said, this is not happening. We need to take cognizance of this fact. We can't be doing this here. We've got, every day when I step out and I go to a set or Sushant steps out, we got Vikram Gokhale or Manoj Joshi or Imani Ji, who's been our ex you know, committee member. If these girls look at, even they don't say anything, but they say, you know what we've gone through? And if I can't show my face to female colleagues, we have no business to be in the committee.
That's incredible.
So
yes,
we
that,
need
that
to
finally,
yeah.
Not incredible, actually, it's something we should have had.
I
isn't
think,
it, now
exactly
finally, I think that these
is, yeah.
younger men in Cinta,
yeah.
maybe
you
now
know,
you're
when
more
I met
conscious
him,
and
that's
aware.
What I said. I said, you know, I am so proud of you guys, and I'm so proud of Cinta today at the stand that they've taken in the 90s or early 2000. It just expected no help. You know, it would just be completely null and void, whatever you have given over there or submitted. But I am so happy. In fact, my suggestion to them also was that you need to make, see, where does this power come from? From the work. Women are hungry for work, they are sincere, they want to do good work. But where can men play? Because they have this whole camp, you know, made around, which contains their sycophants, the producers, the directors, blah, 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 the whole camp. So the whole power game that is played, that okay, if you please me in such and such way, or this is what we do, I will give you such a body of work. You know, unfortunately, they you know, prey on the vulnerable. So somewhere I feel there has to be, whether it's a relationship gone wrong or it is a personal problem or whatever it is. Why do men have the power to take away the work
Absolutely.
From the woman or end up calling her a psychopath or threatening violence? In the 90s, we've seen headlines on magazine covers saying, I will smash her face and I will box her face and I will punch her, and men got
and
away
just,
with it.
Just saying it like that.
And the journalists who were writing were females. And there were female editors, And they did not stand by saying, how dare you speak to a woman like this so openly and threaten violence. And threaten violence.
Women who are opposing the Me Too movement.
No, I had a conversation with Minta yesterday,
really,
and we mentioned this.
That we are fighting after
senior women journalists, even now, are anti. I was speaking to Minta about this on the phone.
We were talking about it yesterday about the women editors of across all Bollywood magazines.
I think even in the media, like if we talk about Minister MJ Akbar, who's all these allegations have come out from so many well-known journalists, and they all had women senior journalists who they went to who never took action. But Nitin, I'd like to come to you now. It's really Tanushree spoke out again, and she spoke about this very same allegation that she'd made back, in 2008. Did she expect this, and was she ready to go through it this way, this whole legal issue that it's now become?
Yeah. She had given complaint to Sinta in the year of 2008. Whatever happened in this past in the industry, and no one is supporting any woman who is suffering from the sexual harassment.
Exactly.
Even women are not suffering, helping this woman. Even you just see the statement of Rakhi Sawant, she said in the last few years. What she said, it's a very shameful that what is Sona Lagaya Kya Unke Body Pe? क्या सुना लगा है
व्हाट इज
एंड नाउ इवन यू सी द गाइडलाइन गिवन बाय द सुप्रीम कोर्ट इन द विशाखा केस इन द ईयर ऑफ 2012 इट इज क्लियरली स्टेटेड दैट एवरी इंस्टीट्यूशन शुड फॉर्म द कमिटी टू अवॉइड एंड टेक एक्शन अबाउट द सेक्सुअल हरासमेंट व्हिच वाज कॉज एट अ वर्किंग प्लेस Sinta has that time they failed to take any action. They have not redressed the complaint of Tanushree. But
after, I like the way you pointing the finger at me.
Supreme Court guideline given in the 2012, and this act has come into force in the year of 2013.
Yes.
Thereafter, even if it has been 5 years now. So I hope that they will form this committee.
Tanushree. Did she expect it to explode the way that it has? You know, it's shaken up everybody, the government, the media, the entertainment, the comedians, the stand-up comedians, everybody speaking out. And I'm sure corporate people are speaking out about the judges as well, that, you know, people need to come out about the courts and all. So did she ever think something like this would happen?
Yeah, definitely. Now many people are coming, even the witnesses out that time, the spot buyers and other witnesses, they are coming forward now because of this Me Too movement and the issue of the Tanushree. She has got the courage now to take action against this girl, and she will be the example now.
We met her on the 3rd, when we met her before she signed on, I think. She herself said that I didn't expect this movement to, you know,
yes,
snowball
and
like this.
It absolutely did snowball.
I was stepped out of the airport, they body shamed me first. And suddenly she said that I basically wanted to just clear my stand, and I'm glad that I did it.
Absolutely, and I think it's the times that we're in now with social media. But I'd like to get Mandana in now as a young actress who's been looking for work, as a model, actress, and you've spoken about your experience. If you could share that with us.
Well, this is 2015. I was a model, and I was like, damn, this is fun. I want to do movies, you know? And I love doing it, and I was good at whatever they asked me to do. So I came back and I tried to go for auditions and all that. And in 2014, Ekta apparently saw a small little song that I did in May or Charles with Randeep Huda.
Right.
And she said, I want this girl. So I got a call from Ekta. I go to her office and she signs me right away. But the problem was when I go to office to meet the director and everyone. So first of all, he wasn't nice to me. And he says, I didn't like you, and I don't like you, and you're a foreigner, and I'm sure you have a language problem and dancing problem and all that stuff. So we go to Thailand. First of all, they start with my clothing, you know, the wardrobe, and he comes up with ridiculous things, which wasn't in my contract. And because I was playing an Indian girl who's very sanskari in the film, and she's getting married. She's getting married to Tushar. And he's just pushing me towards the edge, right?
So then finally, what happened? Did you?
Nothing. I took a next flight because I couldn't do it. And the attitude was like, oh, acha, to you're actress, no?
So this troublesome actress.
The exact word, you're actress, no? You want to do films. So this is how in movies. And if you're not ready and you don't know how to dance, then I don't know why you're here. Right?
So again, Raveena compromising, on
See,
the
this
work.
Is what
I'd like
talking
to
about that.
Yeah.
This is the power they hold. And Gargi, I just want to bring to your notice that this is not only that happens, like how Himani ji said that we need to make the work environment safe for all our women. You know, I was about 8 or 9 years old, Himani ji, and my mom's best friend was a stewardess with an international, with an Indian-based airline, International, she supply international.
Her first flight, she was a junior. And her first or second flight, which had a layover, where the, you know, where they have to go stay the night and whatever. So she had flown to London. She was very excited when she went. I remember her coming home and I was really small. This is my first impression of what women go through at work. And she came back and she was sitting and she was just sobbing. And I walked into the room and I remember my mom telling me much later. So apparently the captain had asked her to sleep with him at the layover when she flew. And
it
she refused.
Everywhere, not
she
only
refused. She said, "Sorry, I'm in a relationship. I'm engaged." And she was engaged actually to a very famous ghazal singer. Today, she was engaged to a very, very famous ghazal singer. And she was just sobbing. And she said, "I told him no." So he said, "Okay, then you see what I'm going to do to you." They have landed back, and at that time, the captains are supposed to give reports on their crew. And he gave her a bad report, and she was actually grounded for 10 days.
That's
just because she
did not.
So, this is the kind of sexual harassment and the
control
that men have.
Yes, I'd like to get Simran also in here.
Before Simran says, I just want to say one thing. You know what they are saying, that Me Too is a women, jo ki angrezi bolti hai, they are speaking about. So, what I want to say is that is such a ridiculous statement that.
And
they just want some attention. And some senior journalists are also saying it, which is the saddest part. I said, we women have gathered the courage to speak about this, and we are speaking not only for us but for all the other actresses and all
and
the,
it doesn't mean we're
the,
not going to speak for
the deaf and dumb women who are raped daily
women,
in an ashram. We are speaking. If they can't speak, that means we also shouldn't speak.
Yeah.
What is this ridiculous thing?
We'll speak for others as well. Simran, share your experience as well. You went through one of these horrific experiences where again you went looking for work to director Sajid Khan, and you were treated most unprofessionally, to say it lightly.
Yeah, so Sajid Khan, he called me himself. I'm not aware how he got my number. So he said, "Simran, I'm casting for Himmatwala. You come and meet me in my office." And when I went there, it was not his office. It was his house in Juhu. And he was in his shorts and sando, and he was on the treadmill. So it was weird for me because I thought I was going for a professional meeting. And then straight away he's asking me, "Meri body dekhi tune?" And two tarah se he was talking to me. In the first statement was that only. So I didn't react. And then after asking a few questions about my work and stuff, and then he said, "Simran, you strip for me."
Straight away.
Exactly. So that was shocking. I said, "What are you saying?" He said, "Yeah, as a director, I have to see your body." Then I saw his and Jacqueline's photo hugging each other in the same room. I said, "You're dating such a pretty girl. Why would you do this to other women?" He said, "No, I know I'm dating such a pretty girl, but just as a director, I think I have all the rights to see your body."
I have heard exactly same words from his mouth.
Yeah,
so it has same thing happened to you as well.
It's
they've been getting away with this for
it's
so long.
Like
and then
after saying this, when I refused, he came a little ahead. His finger was here. He did this and he said, "Show me your cleavage." And that's when I lost it. I actually abused him. I started yelling. And then he said, dhire bol, my mom is in another room."
Are you serious? His mother was in another room?
Yeah.
My God. So it's a criminal offense.
I know. So
now when you hear he's been made to step down as the director of this film, does it give you hope, Ravina? Do you think we'll see more of these, you know, it needs senior people to take a stand. You're one of the few actresses really speaking out strongly right now.
See, again, to tell you, I've been speaking for a very long time. You're noticing now.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all are noticing. And I'm happy that this movement has taken place, because I think the correction needs to be made. Like I was suggesting even to Amit, that there have to be very strong clauses protecting women at their workplace. And it's not only the sexual harassment bit. It's the professional harassment bit. That you don't have the power just to chuck an actress out or to chuck an an upcoming star out just because she does not compromise or does not want to do what you want her to do. They have to be very strict clauses on
that
front.
But
you
we
know,
need more
that protection clause
to
has
out.
To be there, because a lot of actresses, and I'm not only talking about my time in the 90s, I'm talking is prevalent even now. That actresses are thrown out because of either their girlfriends or their wives, or they are insecure, or the husband is, chasing the actresses.
But
and
we
the
need more senior
the
actresses
and the
who are from
thrown
the
thrown
industry speaking out. You're speaking out very vehemently. Why are actors in the actresses in Bollywood so scared of the F word, feminist? They all say, no, but you know, we're not feminist, but we think this, but we think
who's
that. Are you a feminist? You're someone who's adopted two girls, brought them up. You've opened an orphanage as well for girls. So. Are you a feminist?
What do you think that makes me?
I think you are, but why are you
saying this? Answering your own question. I'm a woman who believes in her values.
Absolutely.
I believe in certain principles. I am not going to compromise, and I'm a strong woman. And I'm glad that I've been brought up that way. I'm glad that my father, I wanted to say a few things, but I'm not going to right now. I'm glad that my father brought me up exactly the way that he thought that I need to be to face this world. And I'm really thankful to him for that. But a lot of people are not that strong. They are vulnerable. They break. So where's the protection? We need to protect those kind of people.
Why are women scared of this feminist tag in Bollywood? Is it because they get
labeled as if you're
troublemakers?
And you're strong and you speak out, you will not get work again. Hello. That's exactly what happened to me also.
You've been at the receiving end of this.
I have not, I'm sad to hear these girl stories, but I have not been sexually harassed.
No, but losing out.
I've been professionally harassed,
yes.
I've not been sexually harassed because no one had the guts to. Because either I would punch them back in the face or I would say it in the next magazine because I used to speak out.
I just want to say
so
something.
So people were scared of that.
Because, just in the manner Raveena's been brought up, I think all of us have been brought up to be very, very strong. And we were broken. And, I don't have anything against the fact that you belong to the industry. Because I have had great support from people who also, have our second generation or the first generation industry. My closest friends belong to them. But what happens is for someone like me, for instance, when I was signed for a film by Jamu Sugandh and, suddenly I heard from the grapevine that I was no longer making that film, I went to him and asked him, ki aapne aise kyun kiya? He says, kya karta wo, jo dusri director ko usne hire kiya? He said, main kya karta beta? Uske daddy ne aake mere saamne jholi phailai, to main unko mana nahi kar paya, to maine wo film unko de di. So this is what happens. And the other,
as an excuse.
But I'm saying I have like 100 stories to tell. And I have had a moment
in the evening, which I'm supposed to be attending. Stylist, everyone in the afternoon, I come to know I'm no longer in the film.
Exactly.
Why?
So you've had those experiences as well.
I told you from the beginning of your career, you've known me. We were very,
yeah,
very strong people.
Exactly. Exactly. What happened to you was terrible.
It was done.
You know,
break
fortunately,
me.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
That's
it
what happened
done.
To me. But
was
I was professionally harassed.
It was done to shatter and break me so that I could never walk again, which happened.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The kind of serial you were making at the time, Tara, was about a strong woman. Yes. It was a strong lead. And it's so unfortunate that just because of a few men decide that serial got cancelled, your other serials got cancelled, your whole company shut.
You read interviews of actresses who are A-listers now, whether it's Priyanka or anyone or it's her. They are going through the same thing even now. So why hasn't it changed? And I'm happy that this
change is happening. Do you think anything will change?
Another thing I want to say, because it's been bothering me, there have been lots of these comments saying, fat and ugly women are coming out, what not. Yes, I'm telling you, more endangered are the ugly and the fat women. Because they are the ones who will not be heard when they come out. Then it will be said, who's going to look at her, yaar? And that is
Sajid Khan has said that against one of the women.
I mean, that is what happens.
When you talk about strong women, right? After the incident happened with me, I was called difficult. She's not very easy to work with. She has too much of tantrums. Mm-hmm. Her movie hasn't released yet, and she thinks she's a superstar because she worked with Ekta. And I tell you also one thing. The sad part is someone like Ekta has taken action about that whole thing which happened in Thailand. Nobody from that team, the EP, the production guys, nobody works for Ekta anymore. They are all fired, right? But the thing is,
she took action.
But no one talks about it. No one talks about it. It's a secret. It's an open secret that everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows what I went through. They stole my bag after I even went back to the shoot. All that happened. Those people are not working for her anymore. But nobody talked about it, and the tag is on me.
Now talking about a lot of the conversations we've been seeing around this entire process, we've heard of a due process that, when a woman complains, it shouldn't just be name and shame, putting their names out there. There has to be a formal complaint. There should be due process. But does due process work? Because there's also people who are saying that, it breaks down. That is why women now have this power to speak out on social media. They're finally naming people and getting some sort of, release or some sort of, relief from that. And that in itself has been a big, big help.
See, Gargi, about 7-8 months ago, there were two of our colleagues who came and complained to us a complaint against the casting director, one complaint against the director, one complaint against the producer. One of them actually went on to the media. One of our junior colleagues, her name is Harshali Zine, she came out in the open, she spoke to the media, she came to us, we went with her to the cops. Because at the end of the day, it's people like Mr. Satpute, people in the judiciary and the police. Okay, we were still trying to figure out what is the due process. Okay, how do we actually...
Still trying to figure out how to go around it. Yes,
that
okay.
Time. I'm talking about that time. Now we know what we need to do. Now we've got a separate commission, a subcommittee to address sexual harassment, a subcommittee to address harassment per se in the workplace, okay, which is not only sexual harassment, which is also professional bullying, personal bullying. It's not only about sexual harassment. Also,
which is what Ravina and exactly. Been so I'm, talking because about I'm thinking.
I mean, I've, this is but right. Just before this thing was starting. We were just speaking in the
See, lounge. Why do the heroes have the power to ruin a woman's career just absolutely. Because she's not sleeping with him or the relationship has gone sour? Why is it brought into the professional workplace? So there has to be these kind of clauses in the contracts as well, which Cinta needs to support to bring about this change. Also, yes, I do recommend any girl who's gone through this kind of harassment or anything to take the legal course. You know, that's always sets it in the proper. Luckily for us, that times are changing. Maybe 10 years ago, you went to the cop and said, "Mere saath aisa aisa hua."
TV contracts for female actors say that if you have a romantic liaison on the set, you are liable to pay the producer a damage of 3 crores.
Oh my God, really? Is that even there? I'd like to get the young people in. There's so many students here. You've been listening, you know, to these conversations. And what we're asking is, will the script of Bollywood change? Will we see real change? What do you think? How many of you think you're going
to
see some sort of change?
No,
well,
India,
yes.
I want my country to be
safer. Okay, that's great. I mean, so many show of hands with so many young men also raising their hands. That's absolutely fantastic. Yes, do you have any questions?
Yeah. I want to ask, why is it so common that being a damsel in distress is beautified on screen? If you're a strong and powerful woman, you're kind of put down. Like, it's a wrong thing to be strong and confident about yourself, but it's more beautiful as a woman to be gentle and scared and delicate.
A damsel in distress. Do you think so, Ravina?
Those films have been made by which producer and director? And you'll get your answer. Those kind of buffoonery films, at least I don't watch. I'm sorry, that is the part of my industry. But I prefer to watch the more real films that are made.
And you made a film with a very strong woman lead, Matra recently.
Which I was not bullied at all.
Okay, let's get some of the young men in.
Talking about the due process, I believe that people who have been accused are not affected much by these media trials. So a judicial intervention is necessary, especially in a country where people stop at the traffic lights because not because there's a red light on, but because there's a policeman standing right
there's a fine to it.
So
yes, absolutely, that's exactly what we were talking about, but I think Amit should be the right person.
See, you're absolutely bang on. So we've in fact tied up with a battery of female lawyers who are specialists on POSH, which is prevention of sexual harassment. We've got 3 legal teams now. Mr. Jamshed Mistry is an International Law Alliance, one associate.
But it's difficult as well, isn't it, due process? I mean, Vinta has come out after 19 years.
Reality really is, even for me to come out or Himani to speak or any one of us who has spoken today, is because of the support systems. And judicially, to go legally also, you need internally people to support you. You need your family to support you, and the film industry is our family.
So for our actors, we are there as a family. And Vinta is not she's a part of a respectable part of the MNE sector. She's not an actor. Yeah. But the moment she as a respectable member comes to us, we are going to take cognizance of that and the Directors Association.
But at one level, even speaking out like Vinta, it was like a catharsis for you. It really gave you some sort of relief to finally be able to speak out after so many years. And maybe you didn't want to make this a legal case, but then would that be fair?
No, in the sense that, see, I did this on impulse. At that time when this had happened, everybody advised me not to go, just to brush it under the carpet and move on. Then subsequently in 2004 and 5, when I came out and I gave this interview to Times of India and I wrote this entire piece in the L'Officiel, there was just silence. Not a single person, including all my industry friends, even came and asked me or called me up and said that, you know, oh my God, we read this. Are you okay or whatever? Nothing. So then that was the worst period, because
this
then
is what
I was
Ravina was saying, people have been speaking out, it's just Maybe the timing was
exactly.
Unfortunately, the support, the media also.
I'm talking out of turn, but I need Ravina, Sinta needs Ravina's support as a guiding factor in our committee on sexual harassment, and I'm going to take an acceptance for him on camera.
Yes, Ravina.
Is this a proposal from Sinta to me?
Please, we need, because I mean, she's.
They need a big name like you. We need more actresses like you speaking out strongly.
Not only that, as a senior from her school, I think I'm going to ask this from her.
So I just want to complete what I was saying.
I'll tell you something, when she wasn't sure,
the legal aspect of it. So thereafter, then the whole thing started for me. I mean, like, you know, when I came out this time is when I knew that now it's like gone to a place where I have to take it to a legal and a logical conclusion. And sure enough, I've got all the support and everything to do it. But at the same time, I wouldn't have been able to move then if I hadn't forgiven. So right now also for me, I told my lawyers only this morning, you know, and they were also really supporting me with that. I said, you know, if he comes out publicly and apologizes, for me it's over. But if not, I have to fight till the logical end.
And Tanushree also has to now fight till the logical end. And you've had so many people coming out, journalists coming out and actually supporting her, the events as they happened.
Many people are coming forward after these incidents and after
and we've seen those horrible visuals of a car being attacked by the MNS. That's another power that men have.
I also want to know, why didn't Mandana and Simran not come to us?
Those people are apologizing publicly, then it is okay. But if not, then you have to take action against
them. All right, an important point. Amit here is saying that why are Simran and Mandana not coming to them? They want you to come and actually...
Yes, I am a Sinta member, and I have also heard that Sinta said that whoever is not even a member, they are ready to help.
We are doing that now. You can become a member later because we can't just be.
All right, that's amazing. So I think you must meet Amit after this. Yeah. More questions?
No, but I also gave a written complaint to Directors Federation, and they're taking a step.
One moment.
If a woman says no, can she make it in the industry?
Well, I think the new age has changed because the time has changed. The reason I spoke about it, because for past 3 years we had so many amazing movies, which the hero of the film is women. We have so many directors, we have so many writers, which they make such amazing movies, and it's doing so well, and people are actually watching those films. So I think,
I think the point, I mean, Amit, you also said, for the longest time, it's been no secret. The casting couch has been there in this industry. It's been known. I think that's why parents don't want to send their daughters to the film industry. But things are now changing. I think that was earlier.
You cannot also generalize the whole thing that anyone who's successful has gone through the casting couch.
That has happened.
I've been one of those few lucky ones where I've said no to a lot of things that I was not comfortable with, including scenes, even if dancing in a swimming costume. I lost a big movie like Dar. I was approached for Dar and I didn't do Dar. I didn't do a lot of movies which had scenes which I was not comfortable with.
But
if you are talented, you're hardworking, you're sincere, no one can take away your hard work from you. Just remember that. If you have it in you, no one has the power. Do not give anyone the power also to take it away from you. It's not in anyone else's hands.
There is for people like Mandana and Simran and all, there is out there, we have to agree.
These are these challenges
that they do face.
They cannot take a stand and they cannot say no. Because if they say no, you've heard the stories that they've just told you, and this is probably not the only one.
But tell me one thing, Vinta, was his intention ever to sign Simran? If he had thought, this is the girl I need for my film.
What do you think, just to trouble her?
I don't think so. The intention was there.
That's not fair to think.
I will tell you an example.
It would not be fair to say that, because I don't think that was the only role she was also going for. I think she must have gone and tried many other places as well.
I said no to, okay, which was recently made. A top actress was doing it. I was supposed to do it. I stepped out of it because I found the director too full of himself, and he, after being so senior for so many years, actually had the audacity to check me from up to down. And that was the moment I decided I'm not doing this film. What I heard from other girls, there were about 7-8 girls supposed to be casted in that film, that girls were being called right, left and center to that director's office.
he would not also audition them. Even his ADs were taking advantage and having a great time.
And will we?
Just going to be... For
do you
no
think things are
going to
change
all,
now?
Just sending out. They'd let the girls come to the
office. Do you
office.
Think that men will now be scared of name and
oh
shame
God,
and
yes,
not...
Yes, I think so. Sure, she
when we went to Sarge's office with my manager, we met the producer first and then I was in a room with him, with the director, and he's talking about my picture, how great they are, blah, blah, blah. And apparently they really wanted me for Hamshakal, for one of the girls. And after however he spoke, I came out of a room and I told my manager every single word. And I said, listen, next time you taking me to this kind of offices, don't, because I'm not a prostitute, you know, I'm an actress. You know what my manager says? This is how it works. You're an outsider for the beginning until you do a couple of big films with big production and
your
big, manager big
director. Is telling you this.
My own manager, right? Yes. You need to be just okay with it. Don't think about it. Let's just figure out a way how we can work with him.
Oh my,
see,
so
that
all right, I think,
what are you saying,
Ravina, that is something that you know, nobody would dare, no secretary or manager or director or actor or anyone would dare say to someone like you.
All right, one more question, let's get
this
young
there. That's what I'm telling you, now, he had the audacity to check me out from down to bottom now. Can you imagine, I'm talking about 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
Okay, this young girl would like to ask something, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so the National Judicial Data Grid recently said that there are 3.3 million, 3.3 crore cases that are pending in our courts. So that obviously points to the fact that these cases will take a long time to come up to the courts. So do you think this Me Too movement will fizzle out by the time these cases come?
Because again, now, right again now, the whole issue of due process
right have,
and, you know, on one hand, you know, people saying that we should have due process, but on the other hand, the system being as it is, and so women just frustrated and just wanting to... Name and shame, I'm sorry, but we just want to maybe put it out there.
As far as I'm concerned, I've definitely decided to make this quite a mission with me.
Okay.
I've already had, in fact, I was working towards it even before I came out. I was only working for women's rights. And this now onwards, I'm just going to be giving it. And not just me, there's so many people.
So
like
there you have, like people are going to actually be working towards this.
Nobody's going to give up. This Me Too movement is going nowhere.
No,
I can like assure you that.
I'm actually hopeful and I'm very optimistic about this whole
okay,
thing.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at a positive change.
Yes, stand up. Yes.
Taking cognizance of the fact that the due process right now will take a lot of time and cause a lot of trouble to the victim. Why not have a clause or a sort of arrangement within the film industry, the people who manage the film industry, that if such an allegation has come up, the film industry will have an internal inquiry on itself, which will check and which will, you know, give punishment to the person who has been accused after examining all the things. Because right now the thing is that too many allegations.
Yes, there are allegations, but then you've had actors like Hrithik Roshan, Aamir Khan, and Akshay Kumar refusing to work with particular directors. Till it's cleared out, till it's investigated.
Whether it's Mr. Satpathy or Ravina or me or we are, who are we to punish? We are a trade union working for the welfare of. We have a mechanism called a joint dispute settlement committee mechanism wherein the complainant, the perpetuator, they're brought on the same table. We investigate on these. At the end of the day, we can only say this is what happened. We can have a neutral person coming and saying this is what transpired and this is what is the correct way to handle it. Apart from that, the judgment either has to be with the cops or with the court. Right.
No, also you can you protect your artist.
Of course, that we do.
So you will
that
be on the sets to see that there's no further harassment.
Which
there's
is what
no
they do in America.
You know,
form a committee consisting of every member of the every field, like advocates, judges, and the higher police officer, and the lady social worker, and you form the committee, you make a rule, and you make an agreement, a tripartite agreement. Even you believe the part of the agreement also, and you also include the person from the police department of your concerned police.
All right, so that is the entire process.
I also
but I think
one sentence. I wanted you to the thing that. Like the child helpline, you need to have a 24/7 helpline. The minute something happens, someone should be able to call you and say, this is what's happening with me, I'm putting it down.
We've had complaints or like an SOS call. I'm shooting here from a female member. I'm shooting her. It's 12 in the night. The choreographer and his goons, or maybe the producer and his goons, have surrounded me. They're making me do something which I don't want to do. What should we do? We don't have those kind of money in centers, which we will collect. But what we've done is we've started something called an outreach program. So in Mira Road or in Vashi, if there's this kind of an SOS situation, our male actors and some female actors maybe get the local cops and land over there. That is handling the situation at that time. After that, there's a due process. What do we do when you're talking about the damsel in distress in real life?
This is how you're going to, react to these cases going forward. But I think it's very important what Vinita said, that she's going to now be working on this. Ravina is going to be helping you with your sexual harassment committee. And I think a big round of applause for these women who've spoken out. And, and when we say will Me Too go on and change the script of Bollywood, I think it will with people like
and
you
I
all
speaking
out. I think
the change will be positive.
Right.
I'm looking at a positive change and I'm looking at all these young people here. So please don't only isolate this to Bollywood.
Correct.
All you guys
everyday
here,
life.
All you girls here, yes. Take a lesson from this and go ahead and spread the good word. Okay? And you guys also need to support.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't question. I think last word, Vinita, I'd like to give to you. How do you see this going forward?
I know that the whole situation has got catalyzed, and I know that the movement has taken off.
There's no going back from here.
No, there is no question. And the reason being that we are accountable and answerable to this generation sitting behind us right now. And I don't think any of us, at least sitting on this panel, would ever shy away from facing you guys and putting ourselves out and telling you our experiences, because we owe it to you. And that's really what the future is going to look like.
All right, so that's on a very positive note.
Bring about the change.
I think on that positive note, it's time to end this show. The Me Too movement is here to stay. It has changed the map. It's changed the script of Bollywood, so to speak. And there is no going back from here. So I think it's everything is looking positive. Let's hope we see more people from the Bollywood industry speaking up, bigger names speaking up and taking the stands that we've seen them taking in the last couple of days. Thanks so much for watching. Thank you, everyone, for being here and joining us on this show.
Thank you.
Well done.